Here at Penso, business is booming. Turnover is up to £20 million in the last year. And it's thanks to new contracts with car makers, railway operators and defence contractors. Chris Dews is chief engineer for manufacturing.
So we're now stood in our new 38,000 square foot facility, opened in September 2014. We're producing Vitos at a rate of 15 a week. In fact, we've just surpassed our 3,000th unit. New facility opened in anticipation of volumes doubling over the next 12 months as we move into the next generation Vito. Okay, so this is the end of line quality inspection station where we do a full 200 point inspection of the vehicle, both inside and outside, and just make sure all the functions work ready for the customer. So the principal reason Penso is expanding at such a rate is we're spending a lot of money and a lot of effort developing and productionising lightweight carbon fibre component technology to deliver to car companies. The driver for that is emissions regulations in 2020 means vehicles need to be more fuel efficient, and one of the biggest benefits you can gain in fuel efficiency is by making vehicles lighter. So in layman's terms, lighter vehicles are more fuel-efficient vehicles.
To cope with demand, 60 new employees have been taken on. Lisa Marie Cunningham is head of HR.
Our current headcount is 220 employees. We foresee that by the end of this year we will have 300 employees. A quarter of those will be apprentices and graduates from local colleges and universities. They work within a range of functions within our business, including trim design and analysis.
90 people are now working in the design function. One of those is Oliver Thorpe, who came here on the graduate scheme. Oliver, what's the best part of the vehicle to work on from a design perspective?
I like to work with the interiors of the vehicle. I like the styling of the vehicles.
And also you get to have a little glimpse into the future about what we all might be buying in a couple of years.
Yeah, I do, yeah. It's quite interesting, actually. It's good to see what's coming up in vehicles, seeing what's going to be out there over the next 3 or 4 years.
Michael, you're one of the apprentices here. What are you actually working on at the moment?
So it's my job role to take data from a design engineer and convert that into an artificial simulated model that we can use to run simulation work on. We can take that simulated model and run different analysis, such as applying stresses to it, or if it was an automotive structure like a car, we could crash that and ensure that the occupants are kept safe during the event of a crash.
Chris, we've taken a walk over to the new production facility. This machine we can see in front of us, what's it actually doing?
Okay, this is one of four machines that we've, brand new machines that we've heavily invested in. And this gives us the capacity to machine our own tools, to make our carbon fibre parts. And obviously having that ability in-house gives us a much quicker turnaround. All our customers are driving for cost-effective use of carbon fibre. For Penso, the drive for us is to find a really cost-effective way of producing and using carbon fibre as a raw material into car components.